to introduce a journalist who has told the truth about this war from the beginning, journalist and peace campaigner Yvonne Ridley.
The huge army is on the move today to fight for freedom and liberty. And I'm not talking about the quarter of a million armed crusaders in the Gulf. I'm talking about you here and throughout the UK.
Yay! Win!
When George Bush came on our two TV screens smirking to say he was declaring war, he declared war on all of us and the very freedoms and liberties that we fight for. He has launched a preemptive strike not only on Iraq but against public, legal and international opinion. He has gone to war with a fragile country which has never ever threatened Britain. Public opinion has now become a major political consideration and we do not have to justify our actions. Unlike those spineless politicians who vowed a week ago that they would never support a war without UN backing. Tony Blair is still trying to play on public sympathy, our sympathy. Well, I have a message for Tony Blair. Sympathy is that word in the dictionary between shit and syphilis. He has virtually handed over our country to a dangerous bunch of right-wing extremists, the Bush administration. Young servicemen have already died serving the whims of Bush and Blair. The innocent Iraqi casualties are still piling up. The big lie this week is that it is all France's fault. Well, the speakers have said before me, vive la France!
Vive la France!
Solution would have been pursued. Instead, Blair, the very no-mates of the British people, has aligned himself with George W. Bush, the very no-mates of the world. Now Blair is isolated. This war is not in the name of the majority of the people he was elected to represent. This war is illegal and the most one-sided in history. I urge everyone to fight and reclaim our precious democracy from the political bandits and thieves in Westminster. Yeah. The answer is civil disobedience, heroic resistance, rebellion, whatever we need to do. We will be nowhere near making the criminal acts of invading Iraq. We have the right and the duty to act because this war is not in our name. Just imagine, without our protest, how many MPs would have supported Blair instead of standing up and voting against him. Charles Kennedy and his cronies say they are confused that we are still against the war now that it has started. Well, I support our brave men and women in the Gulf, so much so I want them out now. I don't want any more of them having to pay the black price. I don't want them to be accused of war crimes, kill or be killed. I don't want thousands more cases of Gulf War syndrome because of depleted uranium. I refuse to be emotionally blackmailed into silence over a war created for the pleasure of George W. Bush. Absolutely. their bravery, and I salute each and every one of them, and every one of you here today.